Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So just last week, the details of the Singapore Rediscovers vouchers were finally announced.
But would the vouchers be used for a staycation at a boutique hotel here in Singapore?
Now, I'm very sure that many of us have noticed that more and more hotels all over the world are putting the word boutique
very trendy
into their names. Yes, very trendy. But yeah, have we ever actually wondered what that means or tried to define it?
Well, some may know that it started way back in the 1980s with some small hotels in the center of big cities like London and New York City, of course. The hoteliers started these successful trends, used the feature their boutique hotels with stylish furniture and not the big cookie cutter type hotel that we are used to. And they didn't affiliate with any chain. They tried to offer intimate service and to be chic.
I certainly like that idea, and I stayed at a few boutique hotels in my time.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the phenomenon is actually so successful that all the major hotel chains are now offering their own intimate boutique brand like W and Aloft within the giant Starwood chain, or the Indigo, which is owned by the Intercontinental Hotels Group. So that's the irony, is a lot of them are contained within bigger groups.
Yeah, absolutely. But during these economic times and the uncertainty that we all face, and with tourism at a standstill, how are boutique hotels doing? Are they at the losing end? And how far can Singapore Rediscovers vouchers help those boutique hotels here in Singapore? On the line with us to discuss that, Louis Tan, General Manager for Hospitality at Mini Environment Services. Mini Environment Services provides real estate management services. Louis, welcome to the Breakfast Huddle.
Hi.
Great to have you on with us. Tell us, where in the spectrum of hotels do boutique hotels stand? Is there an actual sort of definition for them?
Well, as you said just now, boutique is always defined as small, stylish hotels, and basically it's design-led property. So boutique is all about architecture, design, and personalized service, which usually have less than 100 rooms, that kind of property that, you know, Buddhists are actually defined.
Yeah. How many boutique hotels are there in Singapore? What's the overview look like here in town?
It's about 30, 40 boutique hotels, because there are a number of boutique hotels coming up in the year of 2015-16. So it could be about that.
And that's in terms of how they stand up to the big hotel chains then. Can you just walk through us how the boutique hotel is different from those of the usual hotel chains? You talked already about they're far more stylish, but what about location, price, and service?
Well, in terms of location, even in other countries, we can find a boutique hotel in the city as well as on the beach. So talking about locations, I don't really see that actually there is a specific location that they're looking into, but they will look at those locations. They feel that this can be actually suitable for their own customer, their target market. That's what I see. In terms of pricing, boutique hotels are not selling that cheap rate. Even some hotels actually are targeting upmarket travelers, and even their rates are actually on par with four-star hotels. So, yes, when it comes to personalized service, boutique is actually delivering. This is one of the main key factors, actually, okay, we can find in the boutique hotels.
Okay, so we're speaking to Louis Tan, who is the General Manager of Hospitality at Mini Environment Service, or MES. So, Louis, what I want to understand, here in Singapore then, what sort of clients normally choose the boutique hotel? And the obvious question is, how has the business been impacted here since this pandemic, since the outbreak started?
And the outbreak is very much unpredictable. It's actually a massive effect onto the entire industry. Definitely, boutique is also one of them. And once this happened, we all have an issue of receiving influx of cancellations and all this. So, and then some more borders are closed and the airlines are actually grounded. So, definitely, it's an impact to the business.
Can I just ask, Louis, when you have sudden cancellations like that, how does it impact on the bottom line? Because obviously you would have made projections based on the number of visitors that would be coming, and then suddenly you get a mass cancellation. What do you go through?
The cancellations started coming in the middle of March, and then slowly moving on to April and May. Actually, we have a lot of cancellations. for incoming bookings. We have to say that actually started actually sometime in March. We started receiving actually cancellations, and bookings are actually stopped coming in too.
Indeed. We're talking to Lewis Tan, the General Manager of Hospitality at Mini Environment Service, and they provide real estate management services. Lewis, did you happen to see, have any of the boutique hotels in Singapore gone under? Have they had to close their doors for good as a result of the circuit breaker and the last 7-8 months?
Yeah, there are. There are a number of hotels that actually closed their operations for good, and some of them are looking for tenants, which means actually looking for a management company which can actually provide them, you know, regular rentals, and some so on. So, but yes, there are a number of hotels actually reopened for staycations like us. So then, that's what's happening. Actually, it looked like a bit chaos.
Yeah, did any of them benefit from being a quarantine location, like some of the other big hotels did around town? Were any of the boutique hotels used in that way that you know of?
Well, and when it comes to this quarantine session, majority of hotels are actually bigger hotels because they can actually provide, you know, meals, they can have F&B, and they have actually more rooms actually to cater to meet the needs of the government and other, you know, sectors. So boutiques are not actually okay. Don't have that kind of capacity actually to go with those SHN.
That makes sense. And the ones that have survived or are still, you know, surviving, what was the key to their success during the circuit breaker? I mean, for example, did they just lay off staff to try to keep, you know, the company actually going, or did they just have better cash reserves or better backing behind them? What was the key to their success versus the ones that had to shut down?
To our case, the parent companies play a major role, and we use our reserves to keep actually the two hotels that you float in this epidemic situation. Otherwise, we won't be actually surviving actually up to this stage.
Yeah, well, obviously, one of the things that Singapore Tourism Board has done is we've seen the launch of the Singapore Rediscovers vouchers. Now, these are to, you know, help the tourism industry overall. How will it affect your business?
Well, it's good. It will be a boost for the message for the hotel industry, because the vouchers is actually it's going to be issued in December all the way to June 2021. So it will last 6 to 7 months kind of period, and that will be the boost. That will keep the hotel industry, hospitality industry, actually moving. And by the time we hope that we can see some silver linings, you know, most likely borders are open, so airlines are actually resuming, and probably we are hoping to have those like vaccine actually. So it's a good actually move, and it will help actually a lot to the industry.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's very positive response on your part. But of course, the Singapore tourism population is so much smaller than what the overseas tourists coming to Singapore can offer. So as a boutique hotel, how do you stand out? How do you make sure that you attract the local customer? Are you already thinking about that?
We actually usually have local, you know, support before pandemic. 20-30% of our occupancy are always actually local. So to attract local customer, local travelers, I mean, it's not like different things or specific things that we have to look into and we need to strategize. We do have local customers since actually the opening. So we don't really see that any issue, you know, to attract actually local customer, right, using our existing standard.
Yeah, with Lewis Tan, the General Manager of Hospitality and Mini Environment Service. And Lewis, are the boutique hotels offering the kind of staycation packages that we've seen at the bigger hotels around town? Of course, many of the boutique hotels don't have the amenities, the swimming pools and the different types of things that the big hotels offer. So how are they trying to lure back their customers, even if they are the Singapore customers going for staycations?
Well, he offer other benefits like, you know, I mean, early check-in or late check-out, or we'll throw in some freebies like, you know, welcoming actually a fruit basket and all this. Whichever that we can do, we will try to look into it. We will give it to the guests, and we want to make sure that the guests are happy, even the local or for, you know, maybe overseas travelers. We're trying to make sure that when the guests actually come and stay with us, we want to make sure that, you know, they are happy and they're fine, and then they enjoy our staying at our hotels. That's what we're trying. Yes, we have a limited, you know, facility and limited services as a boutique hotel. But within our means, we will try our best to check them.
All right. Thanks for your perspective on the boutique hotel industry in Singapore. Lewis Tan, General Manager, Hospitality, Mini Environment Service. Thanks for being with us on Money FM.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.